The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's hump day. So why does it feel like frump day? Are you barely making it through the week with no energy to speak of? That's all about to change. Welcome to Transforming Health with Brad King. Get ready to live with the vitality, youthfulness, and abundant energy you've always dreamed of. Now, here's your host, Brad.
Why are so many people sailing at half-mast these days? And how many of these people have been living this way for so long they don't or can't remember what optimal health and vitality even feels like anymore? You know, too many individuals suffer from a condition of acceptance. They are guilty of accepting their less than healthy status as the way it is. Unfortunately, many of them don't know any other way to be. Well, not anymore. Welcome to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, your host, and this is the platform that helps change lives one body at a time. Today's show is all about the power of the mind. Can emotions block or free up our ability to heal? I think you're going to be amazed by what you can learn today, so stay tuned. The late Dr. Maxwell Maltz, one of the most widely known and highly regarded plastic surgeons of our time, once wrote in his mega best-selling book, Psycho-Cybernetics, "When you change a man's face, you almost invariably change his future. But this change occurs on a much deeper level than mere cosmetics. The change also occurs in personality and behavior, and sometimes even in basic talents and abilities." Dr. Maltz noted that some patients, no matter how physically altered through surgery, showed no change at all in personality. It was as if nothing at all had changed in their lives and that their minds still remained scarred or ugly. Dr. Maltz later went on to discover that a person's self-image, or the true way in which the person perceived themselves, is the real key to a person's personality and ultimately their behavior. Someone very intelligent once said, "Within you right now is the power to do things you never dreamed possible. This power becomes available to you just as you can change your beliefs." Let's use exercise as an example. If you plan to change the way you look, feel, and perform, let's face it, proper exercise is no longer an option. But unfortunately, 50% of the people that start an exercise program in the new year quit during the first 6 months. So could it be that the 50% who quit don't have enough self-belief? Well, a study that was published in the journals of gerontology indicates that how you think in terms of what exercise, say, can or cannot do for you will determine how well exercise will actually work for you. Of course, exercise is just one example of many that we can use, but positive belief patterns are what the majority of us humans thrive on, and what we truly need is to stop merely existing and to start living a life of abundance. But in order to achieve this incredible life, we must first change how we perceive ourselves and especially our surroundings. So today's guest is an award-winning author and researcher, acknowledged by her peers. She is an internationally recognized expert in the area of human potential and makes a positive difference helping others realize their dreams. She truly believes that there is no such thing as failure. There are simply people, places, and things that are placed in our path to help us understand our true nature and what we are meant to do in this lifetime. So please welcome the coach, teacher, advisor, inspirational speaker, consultant, and internationally acclaimed radio personality from the Dr. Pat Show, Dr. Pat Basile. Welcome to Transforming Health.
Wow, thank you so much. My goodness, I had to stop for a minute and think, is he talking about me?
Wow. I'm talking about you.
So
I
much.
Am talking about you.
And it's what just I thought an honor to be here.
Right off the bat, you know, it, to me, you may seem different or you may, you know, view things a little different than I do, but it seems like the majority of people have this low self-worth these days. You know, I meet people all the time, not happy, not a smile on their face. You try to strike up a conversation with them. You know, they look at you as if you want something from them. They're ready to call the police. Why don't we start off by talking about our self-image and how it affects our ability to be or to even remain healthy?
Well, I love this conversation. I love everything you're doing. First of all, let me acknowledge you for taking a very, very powerful message out into the world. I think that when we get together and we collaborate and we do something as passionately, Red, as you're doing it, this is where we get to build the momentum to change the world and help people change themselves. So I wanted to just take a minute to acknowledge that.
I appreciate that.
Of you. And yes, you know, let's start the conversation with self-worth. And there is really a difference between self-worth, self-esteem, and other self things that we can put in front of it. But, you know, let's ask ourselves a question. Just as a simple example, if we could. You're working in a job right now. And you might be thinking to yourself, you know, I know the economy is bad. I'm working in this job. I really think that I should be getting $60 to $100 an hour. I'm getting $15 an hour. I have that thought, but I don't have it quite like that. What I have is I have this thought of, wow, I know I should be getting more on my job, but I don't really have the self-worth or the belief to stop for a minute, walk up to my boss and say, dude, I'm worth more than $15 an hour. I'm worth $100 an hour. And that really shows up, Brad, in a lot of different ways. It shows up in the way that we talk with ourselves and the way that we feel about ourselves. And so when we become aware that we really believe that we're worth more than what life is giving us, it's really the first step. And it's not a place where the answer is, I'm going to sit here and have a pity party with Brad and Pat today. We're not going to do that. But it's the next step to say, how do I establish voice in declaring what I am worth in this lifetime?
Which is easier said than done, obviously.
Come on. You know, how
or everyone would be doing it.
Well, there are people, you know, that can't ask for a 10-cent increase
in
their pay, you know, let alone understand that they are worth to have the life they desire. Let's just stay with that for a minute. You know, how many folks have you been able to talk with and I've been able to talk with when we say to them, do you really know that you deserve a life of abundance and prosperity?
Right.
And intellectually, there they go. But every act they take throughout the day says something different.
So where does this start? Like, I mean, obviously, we're all children. We, you know, nobody has to teach us how to play. Nobody has to teach us how to smile or laugh or have fun. But something happens along the way where we're kind of taught or we learn that, hey, you know, we're growing up now. It's not right for us to be silly and immature and giggle all the time. And, you know, we have to be serious people. And somewhere along the line, people lose that fun that they used to have when they were a lot younger. So what happens that takes away our self-worth?
Well, this is a great question. I love this. I'm going to have to answer this question in the way that I've learned to talk about it. You know, I went to school for a lot of years to study psychology, and when I came up with the idea or the metaphor around crust to define sort of this outer layer, you know, I was pretty near, you know, blacklisted by my school. But here's the deal. If we break this down into average, every street day, street smart terminologies, it may sound like this. We pop into this world, and we are about as innocent, as pure, and as free as we will ever be in our lives. And as life moves on, whether it's the first time mom says, you can't have that candy, or dad says to you, you know what, girls don't fly fighter jets.
Right.
You're hit with something that causes you to think that you're less than perfect. I just happen to call that crust. It is all the layers of things that we pile on throughout our lives. Now, there are some things that happen with us, Brad, that are easy to explain. You know, sometimes we run into situations where we're loved, we're nurtured, where we're taught about the power of self-worth, and where we learn to be free to be me. That's what this conversation is about today. You know, how many of us have learned to be free to be me? Where
right.
did we learn that from? And so where does it start? It starts by the simple acknowledgement that you believe you deserve more than what you have right now. And when I say that to be able to say it in a way that doesn't cause resentment or emotions, as we're talking about. And, you know, the emotions we're talking about and the definition of emotion is, you know, any association with mood, temperament, personality, disposition. But, you know, we're talking about being at a place where we recognize that we were meant for more. And then from there, you look at this optimistically in terms of your ability to achieve what you want to achieve in this life. So it's an emotion that stems from something perhaps that's not so cool.
Right.
You know, from that job that's not paying you enough. But it's that moment of awareness that you have, that moment where you feel disappointed, that's going to open an opportunity for you to excel.
So, Dr. Basile, that makes sense. I'm sure, you know, everybody listening right now goes, yes, I would love to feel like I'm worth more than, you know, what I'm doing with my life right now. I mean, let's face it. As you said, there are a lot of people that just are not happy with what they're doing, but they never get out of it. They live their lives that way for their entire lives, and they complain, and they surround themselves with like-minded people that complain maybe even a little bit more than they do, you know, so they always have to work a little bit harder. But so if we started off with this self-worth that really isn't that high, and you're saying we need to believe that we're worth more, how do we do that? Like, do we do that by listening to a show like this right now where we go, yeah, hey, I am worth more? Or do you know what I mean? It's
totally
one thing to say we have to start to understand we're worth more. It's another thing if we're not feeling that self-worth, what's that kick in the butt that gets us to realize we need to feel that way?
Well, yeah, there's probably an easy way for me to state this. And let me just state it in this way. When the pain from change, right, is less than the pain of staying the same, then you can look at it and move forward. If the pain of change is greater than the pain of staying the same, you view this in a different way. And here's what I mean by that, is what is really the benefit for me to do anything different than I've been doing? You know, where is the benefit?
Right.
I mean, I can sit and I can think about how I want to be the greatest ballerina on the planet. But there obviously is a benefit to where I am right now. That's part one. Part two is, you know, I never really understood the tools that I talk about every day. I didn't even know they existed, Brad. So you're right. Listening to a show like this is going to get you to know that there is another way to be. So if you look at this more like, you know, more like a cluster rather than step one, step two, you know, if you almost think about this, if you had a paintbrush in your hand, right, Brad?
Okay.
And we took the paintbrush and we had some your favorite color, and we took it, we had a wall in front of us, and we took that paintbrush, and the first thing we did is we took the paintbrush and splattered it on the wall. What you're going to get are a bunch of different spots on that wall. This is really where this begins. I don't believe that there is a, quote, step that you take. I really believe that there are clusters, paint spots, that you can engage in every day, that at the end of the road, so to speak, you don't have this wall of splatter. You have a beautiful masterpiece. And that's the kind of thing that I can talk to you about today.
Okay, so it's not like hitting where you hear about these drug addicts that keep going back over and over again until they hit the rock bottom. And, you know, that was their moment of change, their realization that they could not go on or they would die. Is it, we don't have to hit rock bottom. We just have to start realizing that that we do need to build our self-worth. And maybe it's little things like this, as you mentioned, where someone tunes into a show like this, or somebody picks up a self-help book, or maybe comes across your crustbusting.com website.
Right.
Little things like that that may just kind of make us realize that now is the time.
Yeah, let me just, can I break it into two categories?
Sure.
And boy, I hate simplifying things, but I'm going to do it for the show. There are the folks, and I'm one of these people, that I needed to get hit by a spiritual, universal, energetic 2x4 for me to get it. And I had to have the help of situations in life move me off of the job I was on for 20-plus years. I honestly didn't have the courage to take the step. I didn't understand about the law of attraction, intention, vibration, energy. I didn't. I just knew I'm working this job. I'm a, you know, six-digit salary plus. I've got a great job. I'm the head of HR, blah, blah, blah. And yet I feel empty. That's what I knew. But I didn't really know that my next move had to be to leave that job. I didn't have the courage to do it. So what had to happen for me was that the universe had to align things for me to become such a maverick in that corporation that they had to let me go. But then the question then becomes, how do you know what the next thing to do? Here's what I want to say to people. Sometimes we have to hit a bottom. And what I want to say about a bottom is, for a drug addict, an alcoholic, or an addict of any kind, eating that last box of chocolate that made you so sick that you couldn't go to work is a warning. For many people, hitting bottom really hits different levels. So one of the things I want to say is, whether you hit bottom or you don't, emotionally and internally, you know when you're in pain.
Okay, let's hold it right there because we need to go to a break. Let's come back on that thought because that's very, very important.
Okay, great.
We'll pick up there. You're listening to Transforming Health with Brad King. We're talking to the incredible Dr. Pat Basile today, and we are going to share with you ways in which you can lead a life of abundance. And believe me, you can, especially with today's guest. We'll be right back.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner. Is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hi, welcome back to Transforming Health. In order to become wealthy, well, you can't simply sit back and watch your bank account grow. It would be nice, but let's face it, life doesn't happen that way. The same can be said for a healthy body. It takes an investment of water, proper foods, rest, a well-designed exercise program, and last but not least, a positive mindset, all of which need to be consistently applied in order for the body to adapt in a positive manner. Now, many of you have heard about the power of positive thinking, but how many of you have ever tried to apply it to your own life? Our lives are constantly plagued by events that are often less than positive. All you have to do is look at the front page of any newspaper or turn on any news channel, and no matter how great you're feeling, your attitude will absolutely be tested. So in order to realize your goals in a reasonable time frame, you need to apply a positive mental attitude to your life. And myriad research confirms the power of a positive mindset in achieving optimal health. For instance, researchers from the University of Wisconsin discovered that when people exhibit negative emotions, their immune response is often weakened. Most everyone has heard of something called the placebo effect. That's a measurable or an experienced improvement in health that's not attributed to treatment. Scientists have always believed that the placebo effect was solely psychological. However, according to newer research, the placebo effect may actually be physical, as studies indicate that individuals who truly expect a benefit from the medication can actually trigger the exact same pain-reducing pathways that real medication can actually target. Today's guest has overcome her challenging past and has now become an inspirational, sought-after radio host, consultant, speaker, and life career executive coach who captures the hearts, minds, and souls of people who dare to tap into the world of unlimited possibilities. She is highly respected for her ability to help people and organizations zero in on their true aspirations, claim their good, and get ready to go for it by being compassionate, action-oriented, and seeing the greatness in everyone. So I want you to welcome back to the show Dr. Pat Basile. Dr. Pat?
Wow, thank you so much. This is really great to be here, and I so appreciate you having me on your show.
Well, thank you. Let's continue with the conversation we were having before the show about, you know, these limited self-beliefs, limited self-worth that the majority of us have. And I just wanted to you to kind of continue on the path that you were talking about on how people can really, you know, start to realize that they are worth a lot more within their own lives.
Absolutely. I mean, every one of us every day gets faced with an evaluation, a decision we make about our lives, what we're going to do that day, how we're going to look at our experience. And much has been said about the relationship between emotions and thoughts. And I want to take a minute to talk about this because, you know, for me, I got on this path by understanding my reaction to things. You know, what was it that, you know, caused my boss and the organization to say, wow, she just doesn't fit in anymore? You know, what was I going through? What were the emotional responses I was having? And what did that have to do with my thinking and my action? Let's talk about this for a minute. Because if we believe that we can achieve many, many things in life without having emotions involved, then we are really mistaken. That's not who we are. That's not our makeup. You know, we are not, for the most part, a tree growing. And some people think trees have emotions. But here's what I want to say. I knew that the place I was at was, for me, not a fit with who I was. I was being asked to fire someone that was 1 month away from a 30-year service fulfillment and a full pension.
Wow.
And so that was one of many. I was actually involved with launching the entire downsizing program that would do that to so many people. And so I had to stop. And I want to get back to your point about hitting bottom. This is another way you get to hit bottom. You get to a point in life where you have to fight for the truth of who you are. This is one of the most important things I've learned from my mom. You have to fight for the truth of who you are. And the fight usually is with yourself. It's not always going to be with me and my company and my boss. It's going to be with you. You have to fight to say that it is not okay for me to fire this woman 1 month away from a full pension. And then you have to understand what that makes you feel like. So let's get back to talking about emotions. You know, there are many schools of thought. For example, some people talk about cognitive versus non-cognitive emotions. What does that mean? Mm-hmm. Thinking versus non-thinking. Other people talk about instinctual emotions, you know, from different parts of our brains versus these thinking emotions from the prefrontal cortex of the brain. It doesn't matter where it comes from for this conversation for me. Here's what I love about the new science or the neuroscience that we're learning. It is suggested that all of us have certain ways as a direct result of an emotional state like crying, fighting, or fleeing. For me, in this job, in this moment, I wanted to fight. I wanted to say, you folks cannot do this. So if we can have the emotion without the behavior, then we can consider the behavior not to be essential to the emotion. So let's talk about that. So let's have the emotion. I really hate what I'm doing. So the behavior would be, I'm not going to do it. Here's what you get to do. This is what we've learned. This is the power of empowerment. Neuroscience has suggested that there is what they call, Brad, magic quarter second. We get a magic quarter second. You know how that is? Can you feel me on this?
It's fast.
Okay. A magic quarter second. It is this magic quarter of a second during which it's possible, are you ready, to catch a thought before it becomes an emotional reaction. So what they're saying is that one can catch a feeling before allowing it to take hold. Now, why the heck would we want to do that? Well, there are a lot of reasons we want to do that. And, you know, for most of us, we don't think to catch it. We think, I am feeling like I want to just reach out, get on the microphone in my workplace and say, this really stinks. This is not fair. This is betrayal. How could you do that? But what end does that serve? So this gets me back to, you know, the answer to your question. We have to understand from the get-go what it is the design is for our lives. Are we going to take the paintbrush and continue to splatter it on the wall? Or are we going to decide to do something more definite and more intentional? So for many people, Brad, that come to the table these days, they say, I don't know how to do that. It's impossible not to know how to do it. You and I are on this phone today. We're on the show today because we set an intention. The intention may be 20 years ago. It may have been 5 minutes ago. But we decided at some point in time that you and I were going to connect and we were going to bring this message. Mm-hmm. I decided this morning that I would have an apple. I set that intention. Every day we get up, we decide what we want, what we wear, what our makeup is, what we drink, what's good for us, what's bad for us. So then the question's got to be raised. If we do all of that so well, what stops us from setting intentions or creating blueprints that bring prosperity and abundance in our lives?
Good question.
Well, one of the answers is that, you know, we don't really know how to optimize that magic quarter second.
But you're gonna show the listeners today how to do that, right?
I'm gonna give you a really, I mean, for the very nature that I'm actually talking about it and letting people know that there is a magic quarter second that arises, you all need to understand what can you do, and I'm gonna share a 3-point step that you could take.
Okay, so
is this
very much living in the moment? Is that what we're talking about here?
I think it's even more than living in the moment because, you know, living in the moment would be to get up in my boss's face on that very day that I really decided that this was not a fair thing and say, you're an idiot.
Right.
What are you doing? I mean, that...
But you also realize the repercussions of those actions.
I did. And,
yes.
You know, for me at that moment, what I realized is that, you know, in my own way, I have to say, wow, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It's inhuman. People are suffering, and this is really not the place I want to be. So you get to decide, especially when you're in relationship with another person, place, or thing, of whether or not you're going to become empowered by taking action that only you can change, or whether or not you're going to try to lift that fire hydrant that you parked in front of and got the ticket that you weren't supposed to be. You know, what are you going to do? Are you
right.
going to take the ticket, put it in your car, go off and pay it? Or are you going to take a sledgehammer to the fire hydrant, try to move it so you could prove to the police that it never existed?
Okay, well, on that thought, let's just hold that thought. Let's come back. Let's talk a little more about these emotions because I am a firm believer that it's the wrong emotions that are creating the majority of disease in today's world, and we'll see what you feel about that when we come back. You're listening to Transforming Health with Brad King, and our guest today is Dr. Pat Basile. You can find out more information on her if you just Google Dr. Pat Basile, B-A-C-C-I-L-I, or go into her website, very interesting website, www.crustbusting.com. We'll have more as soon as we get back.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com. This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, your host. We've got an incredible show for you today. You know, I often get asked if there was one simple step I could share with others about achieving optimal health, what would it be? And my reply is always the same. It's really make the decision to change. You have to believe in yourself. You have to implement the necessary strategy to get you where you want to go. How many times have you said to yourself, this time I'm serious, I'm going to follow a healthy eating plan, or I'm starting to exercise tomorrow, only to find yourself doing the exact same thing you've always done, put it off for another day? You know, the fact is, for most, procrastination is a friend that we can all do without. You can have the greatest diet that's ever been invented, designed specifically for your individual biochemistry, which incorporates all your favorite foods, or a surefire exercise program that will help you reach your goals in the shortest amount of time. But if you never implement these incredible tools, then what good are they? Tony Robbins once said, using the power of decision gives you the capacity to get past any excuse to change any and every part of your life in an instant. Today's guest says that there is no such thing as failure. There are simply people, places, and things that are placed in our paths to help us understand our true nature and what we are meant to do in this lifetime. Her specialty is helping people identify the limiting thoughts and actions and beliefs, or the crust that keeps them stuck, and remove these erroneous chunks of crust to manifest the life that they truly want. Her powerful messages of possibility, opportunity, and action have helped create startling and commanding change in millions of individuals worldwide. So please welcome the internationally acclaimed radio personality from the Dr. Pat Show, Dr. Pat Basile. Welcome back.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It is really cool to be, you know, having this conversation with you, Brad. I mean, so many of us don't get to be on the other side of the table, so to speak.
Exactly. Exactly.
And
you know what I appreciate about you, and I'll be completely honest with my audience today, because I'm on a tour right now, a book tour right now, this was one of my shows that I really didn't have a lot of time to really prepare for. And, you know, I was a little worried about the show because I had followed a little bit of what you had done, but I really didn't know what kind of direction I wanted to take today, because you do talk about so many different things, but you've made it so easy, and this is what I love about it. A guest like you, you know your subject so well, but besides knowing your subject, you have this passion that just drives you forward, and it's a no-brainer. It's almost like just having a conversation with someone over a tea. That's how easy you make it, and I think that's really how our listeners are perceiving it today as well. The best guests that I've ever had are the people that are effortless, and I really think you're an effortless guest, so I really just wanted to throw that out there. And I want to ask you this, based on what I was saying when we first came back about all of these people that put off, you know, that what they want to do for that perfect day, and many times that perfect day never comes, more often than not, as a matter of fact. So why do you think so many people procrastinate instead of actually taking action with their lives?
That's actually a great question. It's also a complex question. And I want to give it to you in an example that talks about emotions again. Many of us think that emotions are the simple emotions many of us know. And clearly, I'm just going to, you know, give you a few of them, just so folks get a sense of it. You know, so we jump to emotions and we talk about them as happy, sad, angry. And we go through and we just, you know, grateful, guilt-free. I mean, we go through and we have, okay, so let's just talk about how complex this might be from this point of view, and then let's get to the answer of the question. You know, why do some people move forward and others it takes a little bit longer? If we take a look at the range of what we get to experience in any given incident, here's what we're faced with. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. We're faced with ambivalence, anger, angst, annoyance, anticipation, anxiety, apathy, awe, boredom, calmness, compassion, emptiness, enthusiasm, envy, euphoria, fear, frustration, gratification, melancholy, resentment, surprise, suffering, remorse, pity, pride, pessimism, optimism, patience, nostalgia, hysteria, inspiration, contentment, courage, curiosity, depression, desire, worry, wonder, sympathy, and I'm not done. So let's just put this in perspective. On any given day, for any given lifetime, I would venture to say that most of us have experienced at least 50% of the range of emotions. The key between those folks that have learned to experience the emotion and thrive and those that experience the emotion and barely survive has to do with how we respond to them, number one, but how we interpret our life or our life experience. So if we have something that happens in our lives, like that job that ended a 20-plus year career for me, I get to interpret the meaning of that. And no one can take away from me the fact that losing that job was painful. But being painful, what was underneath it? And so the thing that I want to say is that I get to have an emotional response, which so many people understand today, that our emotional health gets to be put on either the good side of emotional health or on the not-so-good side. And so today, in every questionnaire you pretty much fill out, right, when you go to your doctor, there's usually a question that says, are you under stress? Right? Are you under stress?
Yeah. How many people realize they are, though?
No. Are you under stress? Well, I don't know that I'm under stress. I mean, I just lost my job. I have $100,000 on my credit card. Well, am I stressed? My relationship of 20 years is just ending. Am I stressed? So we don't really get to what's going on in life. So here's the deal. You know, we get to experience a wide range of things, whether we're laid off from a job, or we have a child going back to school, or a death of a loved one, or very simply, we go to the grocery store, we now have a basket full of groceries, we get to the checkout line only to find out we don't have our debit card. And we get to experience an emotion. So if in our lives we have things like the full grocery cart and no money to pay situation, and we have a meltdown from that, we're going to be in serious trouble. Because things like that happen to us all the time. We're driving our car, we get directions, we make a left turn, we should have made a right. Somebody on the highway passes us off, and we get annoyed. Our bodies are not meant to have a gazillion emotional reactions to things that do not really have meaning or affect on our lives.
Right.
Right? You know what I'm saying.
Absolutely. Well, it's the stress response that people are bringing into their lives and not realizing what the consequences are.
Right.
So it's that perception of reality, and this is what I was talking about before we went on break, that emotions, in my opinion, are causing the majority of disease, because we know that stress does cause the majority of disease, the majority of the reasons we go in and visit our physicians, but how many people realize they're under the stress? That's the real question, isn't it?
It is the real question. And the other part of the question is, if we know that we have all these emotions that are affecting us negatively, then does that mean that we really don't have in our toolkit emotions that would negate those other emotions? Well, the answer is there are both.
Right.
So the difference between people that actually thrive and those that survive understand how to capture that magic quarter second. You know, they truly understand, wow, that person just cut me off. And in that moment, that that nanosecond, that quarter second, they know that they're at choice. They can go and say that blah, 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 or they could turn up their radio and start singing. It's truly in that magic quarter second. That's what we get to do. And so then the question then becomes, how do I learn that? I've tried everything. I've gone to therapy. I've been hypnotized. You know, are you kidding? I've been buried under the ground for 6 hours. Okay. Well, let's try something simple. And let me just share this with everyone. If that situation happens, and please, this is not something I want you to do in your car. I'll give you something else for your car. But if something like that happens to you, what I want to suggest you do, and it takes less than a quarter of a second to do it, is simply keep your eyes open and look up. That's all I want you to do. I want you to keep your eyes open and look up. And you don't have to be looking up, staring at the ceiling. Just look up for a second and then come back. What I don't want you to do is look down. Many, many, many times when something not so cool happens to us, we look down. People that have had a lifetime, Brad, of things that have happened to them that have not been good, they walk looking down.
Right.
Right?
With their head down as well.
With their head down. And what I'm saying is, what would it be like for somebody that's in that situation, lifetimes of agony? You know, I grew up in the project, so I really get this. I know what it's like, you know, to live in a place where you're, the fun for the day is jumping up on your bed.
Right.
But I really get that. But here's the deal. You know, what stops us from doing something as simple as looking up? Now, I'm not saying that's for everyone, but I'm just saying, I'm suggesting to folks right now, you know, do yourself a favor and look up. The next thing I'm going to suggest that you do.
Now, hold on. Before you suggest the next thing, what is that doing? Is that changing the pattern?
Have you ever watched The Dog Whisperer?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you know the dog guy?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So remember what he says about the dogs when they get fixated on something and they start to get like in a frenzy?
Right.
Okay, what does he do?
Oh, he just becomes calm.
He becomes calm, but he pokes them.
Interesting.
He pokes them. He pokes them to stop the pattern. I say poke. I don't know what it is he does, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, don't follow that advice.
This is not what I'm saying.
Yeah,
we don't
Dr. Pat is not the dog whisperer, just so you know.
Yeah, we can simply look up.
Okay.
I mean, that's going to stop. And for those of you out there, try it. Now, please, if you're driving a car, do not do this when you're driving. I'm going to give you something else for driving. But you stop and you look up. The next thing I'm going to invite you to do is to take a breath. One breath, not 10. We don't have to go into deep breathing, you know, as if we had an oxygen tank on. That's not it. Look up and breathe in. And then when you come down, if you are in front of your boss or you're in front of other people, you're not going to be able to do this. But if you're not and you're having a moment sitting in your living room and you're having a thought about anything that comes to you that's not going to serve you, here's what I want you to do. I want you to bust out laughing. So three simple things that happen in a matter of 2 seconds, really. This is what I'm talking about. The way that you stop that nanosecond thought that may jump to an emotion is you look up. And I got this from a very dear friend of mine, Yvonne Oswald, because, you know, part of the conversation is how do you stop the frenzy that goes on in your mind? Can we actually take a thought and before we have an emotional reaction to it, change the thought? Or can we stop the negative emotion? And we can do both, Brad. And this is what I'm trying to say. Now, I'm really simplifying this, and I'm not talking about when you have a more complex situation in life. I'm not talking about when you have the death of a loved one.
Of course.
That's not what we're talking about
here. You're talking about day-to-day, our perceptions of our reality, just changing that to change your overall emotions.
We're talking about day-to-day.
Okay.
Let's hold that.
Let's come back with that because I think this is the most important part of your message right now. These are the solutions that people can actually apply to their lives starting immediately. And I find that absolutely fascinating because I found myself overreacting even though I've done years of stress physiology research. So let's talk about stress. Let's talk about some more of these little tips that you can give our listeners when we get back. You're listening to Dr. Pat Basile. We're talking about crust busting today, realizing your full potential, living your life of abundance. I'm Brad King. This is Transforming Health, and stay tuned. We'll be right back for the final parts of the show.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner. Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com. This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
If you had to choose one thing that would inspire your cells, your body, and your life to wholeness, what would it be? And well, if you pose that question to a physician, you would most probably be greeted with a very different opinion than if you pose that question to a poet. Although there are multiple influences that affect both body and mind, healthy and intimate relationships are the answer to a life filled with health, happiness, and longevity. And speaking of longevity, what is it about old age that makes us think that elderly people are often grumpy? Could it be that we lose our optimism with age? Well, regardless of why some people seem to get grumpier with age, there was a 10-year study on close to 1,000 subjects between the ages of 65 to 85, and this was presented in the Journal of Archives of General Psychiatry, and it suggested that the more positive and the happier we are, well, the longer we may live. And after filling out a questionnaire on health, health respect, morale, optimism, and relationships, those who described themselves as the happiest and most optimistic a decade ago had the lowest overall death rates. The moral of the story is that if you are planning on embarking on a healthier lifestyle this year, well, don't put it off for one more day. Go forward with gusto, believe in yourself, and this time apply the strategies to truly make your life happen. You are the one who chooses whether you're going to be happy or not. Nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start today and make a new ending. Through a dynamic and insightful and exciting radio show, speaking engagement, seminars, and one-on-one sessions with clients, she helps people eliminate all of the yeah, but, should-haves, could-haves, and would-haves from their thinking. She shows people how to make a contract with themselves so they can remove the word can't from their lives forever. So please welcome back the coach, teacher, advisor, inspirational speaker, consultant, and internationally acclaimed radio personality from the Dr. Pat Show, Dr. Pat Basile. Dr. Pat Basile, why do you think that so many grumpy people are walking around? And actually, even more important than that, do you think it's possible or even likely that grumpy people or the grumpy people of this planet can actually be converted into happy people again?
Well, I think on the inside of every grumpy person is a happy person. I mean, you know, basically we're talking about a crusty person. And, you know, I get to talk about crust in this way because I've experienced it. You know, I went through a period in my life not too long ago where I was so crusted over, I couldn't get off the couch. My best friend was my remote control. And, you know, the day that my batteries died in it, I was completely shocked, post-traumatic stress disorder from that.
Did you look up?
What? Here's the deal. I love conversations like this. So, you know, you do a study and you find out that older people are grumpy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been in a room with a 14 or 15-year-old when they want to get something or go someplace and you don't want them to go?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. I mean, grumpy starts as, what is it that first, grumpy is as grumpy does.
Right.
Look it. If you're having grumpy at 15, what, unless you do something between the time you're 15 and you're 70, you're going to continue to learn grumpy is and as grumpy does. That's what you're going to learn.
But it's a choice we make. I mean, as you were saying, you know, we're the ones that choose to be that way. We may not even realize it because we've been living that way for so long. It's like, as I say at the opening of the show, that
exactly,
you know, people fail at half mast. They don't know any other way to be. I get people that email me that are on 20, 25 different medications. They don't even know what healthy feels like. You know,
yeah,
it's been so long.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal in this. And, you know, Joe Dispenza said this best. By age 35, we are pre-wired. Our brain is pre-wired. By age 35, we have got the wiring of all the patterns that we're going to have unless we learn to rewire ourselves. So, you know, if you learn grumpy at midpoint 35, whatever that we want to call that, mm-hmm. then you've got to learn some other wiring. You've got to be able to say to yourself, first and foremost here, I don't want to be this way anymore. You see, this is really the key. You know, have you ever tried to teach a youngster to play the piano that didn't want to play the piano?
There you go.
Okay, right. Have you ever tried, you know, to take your mother shopping when they hate shopping? I mean, my gosh, think about it. You know, take your mom shopping who doesn't want to go shopping, and my feet hurt, my head hurts, my neck hurts, I hate the prices, it's too expensive, it's crowded. But say to your mom, you know what, Mom, when we're done here, we're going to go play the slot machines. And that is a different response. So we have to be ready to say to ourselves, I'm really done with this. I'm done with my life the way that it is now. I don't even know the way, I can't even define what it is now. I'm done with this. And I want to create something new. Once you get to that place, that's a new emotional feeling. But you get to choose in that quarter second, that magic quarter second. When you have that awakening, you're going to get to go in one of two places. You're going to get to go in the place that says, oh, my gosh, I now know that I want to release this and that I could have what's behind door number two, which is going to be pretty good. Or in that moment, you could say, oh, my God, my life has been a waste, and now I don't know how to change it, and I'm now going to go in this direction and feel sorry about the 35 years I've spent so far doing nothing.
Right.
Every moment is a choice point, and it's an emotional one.
And it's never too late. I mean, how many times do you hear people saying, oh, you know, I'm 50, I'm 60. I mean, this is the way I've been living my life. There's no point in me going back now or even trying anything different.
You know what was the greatest bit of information somebody gave me to explain my life? Do you know what it was?
What was that?
They said, you know what? We understand why you started so late, and this is really true. I said, really? They said, yeah. Your moon is in Capricorn, and so are four of your other planets. Capricorns are late bloomers. And, you know, honestly, it was that little silly information that had me say, oh, okay.
Right.
Okay, just imagine having a life that has meaning around whether your planets, your moon is in Capricorn, to explain why you feel like you haven't done anything up to this point.
Well, let's talk about, we only have a couple of minutes for the show, and before I go any further with any questions, how can people get more information on you and find out, you know, things that they can do? Which is one of the best websites that they can reach you on?
I think the best place to start is, well, certainly crustbusting.com is great, but you can also go to the show website, which is thedrpatshow.com. But let me give you the shortcut, which is simply drpatlive.com, which is drpatlive.com. I mean, we've got lots of information, and like you, we're sharing everything we're doing. So, you know, there are archives, there are newsletters, lots of information. And if they want more about my coaching programs, they can email me directly. And it's simple. It's pat@thedrpatshow.com.
pat@thedrpatshow.com. Okay.
Exactly.
Well, we are pretty much out of time, and I just wanted to say something. You know, there's something I do every single morning when I get up, and I get up very early sometimes. Today, I was out of bed at 5 o'clock because I made a choice that even though I didn't get as much sleep as I would have liked to have gotten, I had a training very early in the morning, and I chose to get up so that I could work out for an hour. And, you know, we all make these choices every single day, but every single day when I wake up, the first thing that I do is I get upright immediately and I say, I feel fantastic. And you'd be amazed at what that actually does to your psyche. It actually changes the way you're going to feel for the day. So, you know, shows like this are extremely important. Find out more information about Dr. Pat Basile. Listen to her show. Very, very important information about changing our perception of our own reality, because it's the only way we're going to change our future. Dr. Basile, thank you so much for being my guest. We definitely have to have you back.
Thank you so much. It has been an honor, Brad, and you are welcome on my show, and we're going to make that happen.
Absolutely. I look forward to that, and we'll send that out to my list. You've been listening to Transforming Health with Brad King. I want to invite you to next week's show. We are going to have a brilliant guest, and I'm not going to tell you who that is right now. It is going to be a surprise. We'll see you then. Have a fantastic day, and change your reality to something much better. Take care.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.